Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, February 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The White House says there was no consensus within the Biden administration over the origins of the COVID-19 virus. The comments follow the disclosure of an Energy Department assessment that the pandemic most likely originated with a leak from a Chinese lab. It was a judgment the Journal reported that the agency had made based on new intelligence, but with low confidence. A National Security Council spokesman says that President Biden is determined to nail down where COVID started, but that there is still broad uncertainty within the administration about the virus's origins. He declined to comment on the Journal article. An Energy Department spokesman declined to discuss details of its assessment. China has rejected the agency's assessment and accused it of engaging in a political smear. Hong Kong says it will scrap its nearly three-year-long mask mandate starting Wednesday. Under the rule, people have been required to wear masks in public places, including outdoors, at most times. Hong Kong has recently been working to revive its struggling economy and rebuild its image as a global financial hub in the wake of the pandemic and strict COVID controls. Telehealth startup Cerebral is cutting 15% of its workforce, the latest in a string of cutbacks at the company. Cerebral says the cuts are part of its year-long reorganization plan. A spokesman for the startup didn't say how many jobs would be shed or which areas would be affected. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures drifted lower ahead of data on home prices and consumer confidence due out this morning. And Target and AMC Entertainment are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.